future comes.
Captain Star of Space!
Roam the star worlds with Captain Star, ace adventurer of space. Thrilling transcribed adventures in outer space and strange and far-off worlds where mystery, intrigue, and danger ride on every space fleet mission with...
Nova City Space Station calling Captain Star. Nova City Space Station calling Captain Star. Report for a special space mission.
Captain Star reporting as ordered, Commodore Bratton.
Star, this is Dr. Zavor from Medicus, our Earth colony on Venus.
Captain Star?
The doctor is here on an urgent mercy mission. A very mysterious plague has struck America.
One that could bring death to every Earthman unless there is some way to stop it immediately.
What type of plague does it seem to be, Doctor?
We're not certain, Captain. It has all the symptoms of both a galactic plague on Callista and a radiant plague on Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Has any treatment been undertaken so far?
We have administered the treatment of both known plagues, but the drugs in each seem to counteract each other. And in most cases, makes the patient worse.
Mm. Dr. Savoy, I will give you a detailed report, Star, once you're in space. Your ship has been equipped with the necessary emergency medical unit requested by Solar Medical Division. You'll blast for Venus immediately. What's my assignment, sir? You will assist Dr. Savoy in any way you can to help stop the mysterious America's plague.
Anderson, Shooting Star to Nova City Spaceport. Come in.
Spaceport to Shooting Star. Stand by to blast.
Well, she's all yours, Skipper.
Right.
Dr. Zavor wants to see you, Skipper, as soon as you're in space.
Very well, Jim.
Forward scanner open.
Port's locked.
File building up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is located in a little-known section of the backwoods on Venus. It's only been settled and colonized for a few short Earth months.
Yes, sir, I remember when the colonization started.
And so do I. The entire space fleet was on standby, blue alert. They really expected trouble from the natives.
There was no trouble. The natives haven't been exactly friendly, but at least they haven't been hostile.
The terrain's solid graphs show that Americus is flat jungle land, except for a singular chain of mountains.
That is correct. The atmospheric generators were set up in the mountains so that the valley could be converted to Earth-type atmosphere. The conversion took place 2 Earth weeks ago.
And is this when the plague started?
Yes. At first, I thought that it might be a reaction to the new atmosphere. The colonists threw away their spacesuits. But the few who kept them also became afflicted. So my theory was proved wrong.
Mm. Was a check made with the natives to see if this plague was a local condition?
We tried to make such a check, but we couldn't locate any of the natives.
I see. Well, then it's possible that the natives are either aware of the plague and are avoiding it, or they are responsible for starting it.
It must be considered, Captain.
Yes. Oh, what are your plans, Dr. Zavor?
Solar Medical Division has given me a small supply of Embrin.
Embrin is a very rare vaccine.
Yeah, so rare that it can't be made in a great enough quantity to be used by all colonists.
Yes, and my supply is limited in fresh. I hope that I will be able to find some local drug that can be mixed with the Empress so that will stop the America's plague.
Oh, that could take weeks, Doctor. I understood from Commodore Bradford that
Skipper,
we have to...
Skipper, come here quick. Americus is on the visor wave. They're calling Dr. Zavor.
Oh. Captain Star, go ahead, Americus.
Hurry. America's plague has taken everything.
Huh?
Women and children first, then...
Americus, go ahead. Americus, go ahead.
No one left on their feet. We can't.
Americus, come in. Shooting Star, Americus, come in.
Skipper, it cut out at the other end.
How long does it take America's plague to kill?
It depends, naturally, but about 48 to 72 atom hours.
We should be able to set down Americus in 6 atom hours. That doesn't give us much time to find a way to stop the plague, but that's all the time we have.
Well, can't the Earthians and Americus get help from Venus Town?
No, each colony in case of disease becomes a single unit under colonization laws. And under existing circumstances, none of you have to remain in Americus. It is my sole responsibility now.
If we decide to stay, Doctor, what precautions do you suggest?
You mean you'd consider leaving now?
Answer my question.
I would suggest an immediate injection of Embrin.
Then start your inoculations. We're going to Americus with you.
emergency wards like this one have been set up in every available building. The small shots have been given for the worst cases.
Uh-huh. When's Dr. Savoy?
He's experimenting with Imbin combinations. Still trying to isolate the germ.
And who is Ankres, the man Savoy wants me to talk to?
A native Venusian.
Oh, I didn't know there were any natives left here.
Neither did Dr. Savoy. Angra was cast out of his tribe for being so friendly with the Earth people. So he says. This is Angra's bed.
Uh-huh. What's his condition?
Serious, but different from the others.
Different? Different in what way?
Well, his fever isn't quite as high, and the shaking or quivering isn't as violent.
Do all the victims quiver like Angra?
Worse. Angra. Angra. This is Captain Star of the Space Fleet.
Most happy to make acquaintance.
Angra, do you know anything about America's plague?
Angra, no, nothing.
Well, have your people ever had anything like it among them?
Cannot talk against tribe's wishes.
But your people have cast you out of the tribe, haven't they?
You must find chief of native named Kildar.
Kildar?
Yes, you must hurry. Very little
time left. Very little time. Well, I've gone over the terrain solidograph, Skipper.
How does it look, Stripes?
Rough. Here, take a look. You know, it's going to be hard making our way through the jungles to where the natives live.
Then they're not in this vicinity?
They were until the atmospheric generators were installed. Since they're not used to Earth-type atmosphere, they had to leave.
But what about Angra?
Well, oxygen capsules have made it possible for him to stay here.
Then the natives do have a good reason to want to get rid of the Earth people.
One of the best. Dispossession.
America's plague is either a disease common to the locale or something that the natives have created to kill the Earth people.
Mm. Well, if it's common to the locale, then the natives should help us.
All we have to do is find them.
I've just injected an Imbrin combination into one of the patients.
Any reaction, Doctor?
I won't be able to tell for a few hours. Can only pray it will help.
Hey, what's that? It's a thunderstorm, Skipper. I didn't know that it rained on Venus, Doctor.
An atmospheric reaction to the new generators. Will this stop you from leaving, Star?
No, we'll leave as we planned. In 1 hour.
But you
every minute counts, Doctor. These people in the emergency ward need help as much as they can get. We can find this chief Kildar, maybe we can get the information we need.
We only hope the people can hold out.
Stripes, get our space equipment ready.
Right away, Skipper.
If you need jail, Doctor, we can leave it here with you.
There is nothing to be done here now, Star, except wait. Wait for you to return. Godspeed.
Out of the valley soon.
Yeah, if we don't drown first.
We'll have to use our oxygen headgear.
And I have a small supply of oxygen capsules.
Good, keep them. We'll need them in case something happens to our headgear.
You know, Skipper, I would... Hey, it's a portable communicator. Let me get... Cadet Sergeant Stripes, go ahead.
This is Ivor. Patients have taken a turn for the worst. We have fought that.
There are some tanks in our ship, Ivor.
Just a minute, Star. I can't hear you. Now, go ahead.
There are some tanks in our ship. Get them out and put all your patients in suspended animation.
But that won't help. America's plague.
No, but it should help stall the fatalities. It'll at least give us a few hours to find Kildar.
Very well. But hurry, Star. I have a feeling that the end is in sight.
Everyone, test their headgear.
Is your translator working?
Yes.
How about you, Stripe?
You're coming through. Okay, Skipper.
Let's move as fast as we can.
Skipper,
look,
I have a feeling that we're being followed.
I know, Gail. I've had the same feeling ever since we left America. You can see the generators from the top of this mountain.
What's that below, Skipper? To our right.
It looks like a temple.
Probably where the natives worship. That's where we'll go.
Jump and Cupid, look, Skipper.
Just stand still.
What is it?
It looks like a canned turtle.
What's that?
The native. Like angry.
But where did he come from?
I have been following you for many of hours, people.
Who are you?
Remove your headpieces.
Remove
your headpieces. Do as I say.
Take them off.
But
give them to me.
But we won't be able to breathe in this atmosphere for long.
Give him the helmet.
You are very wise, yes, ma'am.
But all right now. Who are you?
Hilda, chief of America's natives. Now, if you will do as I say, no harm will come to you. But if you disobey me, my people will take the necessary steps.
People? What people?
They are all around us, man, but will not show themselves unless I give them a command. Shall I prove it?
No, wait a minute. I'm convinced.
What do you want us to do?
Match your wits against ours, man.
What do you mean?
You want to know the secret to the America's plague, do you now?
Yes, we do.
Then it will be up to you to find the secret.
Up to us? What does he mean?
That we're going to play games, I think.
That is correct. Here among my domain, the secret to the sickness that shapes like the conma trees can be found. If you are smart.
All right, it's your game, Sildar. What are the rules?
Huh? I will destroy your helmet.
Oh,
we'll never get out of here now, Skipper.
Next time we'll take your supply of oxygen.
I'm going to take mine.
Oh, no.
You may keep one. That means you have only a few hours in which to find the secret.
Before
you die. Give me your capsule.
All right. Give him the capsule.
All right.
Give it to him.
Here.
Now. You are free to roam my domain. Good luck, people.
What do you think it is, Skipper?
With all the priests here in the temple, it seems to be some sort of religious ritual.
But how is this going to help us find the secret of the man?
Oh, no,
plane?
I wish we could. Hey, look, Skipper. They're settling down.
Look, some natives are carrying I can't quite make out what it is.
Looks like very large eggs.
But what could they be?
I don't know.
Aka, Lanara, Salapa, Kara.
Well, they're opening the eggs. Oh, look.
Great thing of the universe, Skipper.
Oh.
Every creature comes out of the eggs. Priests decapitate them and throw them out in the crowd.
And the natives are eating them.
Oh, how horrible.
Kala, obra, obra, obra.
The monster.
The monster?
Yeah, that must be the answer.
What do you mean, what's the answer?
Oh?
Come on, we're going egg hunting.
I still don't get it, Skipper.
Those eggs the natives were opening must be the eggs from the monster that we saw earlier.
Oh, I know, but they were spidery things. In fact, they looked like a spider. Well, how could they grow up to look like the monster we saw?
Yes.
Well, a butterfly looks like a worm before it develops.
Yeah.
Well, why couldn't those monsters resemble a spider before they're grown?
Oh, I'm still not with you, Skipper. I'm in outer space somewhere.
All right, I'll explain later. Right now, let's look through the reeds out there for large eggs.
Okay.
You stay here on the bank, Jill.
Right, Skipper.
Come on, Stretch.
Well, where do you expect these eggs to be?
Somewhere in this vicinity. Remember how Kildar controlled the monster?
Yeah.
Well, that could mean that the monster is worshipped by the natives.
How?
Like the animals on Io. And like animals in ancient history.
I don't get you.
Well, in India, in the 20th century, the natives worshipped white elephants. If anyone abused them, they'd be killed.
Yeah, I remember. But I still
hey,
don't see...
Right. I found one here.
What? Hey,
yes. And another one.
What?
Come on. Stripes. Look on the bench.
Hey, it's Gale.
Something's happened. Gale!
Let's see if she's starting to quiver. Does that mean she's got the
plague,
too?
I don't know. We've got to get her back to America.
You can't leave.
What do you mean we can't leave, Kildar? We've obeyed your rules.
Yes,
But you are much cleverer than I thought.
You mean we've found the secret of America's plague?
You'll never live to take us back with you.
Then you never intended to let us out of here alive.
I didn't think you would learn so fast, Esmond.
Gilder, I'll...
Careful, Esmond. You forget that all I have to do is blow this whistle. And my people will do as I command.
What whistle, Gildar?
The one around my neck, good man.
You must have lost it, Gildar. It isn't there.
That can't be it.
Grab the whistle, Strike. Hurry. I got it. All right, children. Now we're going to play another game called Back to America. Only this time we're going to play it according to our rules.
You'll never get out alive, us, man.
Then neither will you. Now help Stripe carry Gale. I'll carry the eggs. We're going to America.
My people have already missed me. They will soon overtake you.
Not as long as they're breath in me, Kildar.
You have little breath now, Earthman. You will never last to reach America.
Don't bet on that, Kildar. Don't bet on it. Keep moving, Kildar. I haven't breathed my last one yet. Stripes, are you all right? Stripes, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, Skipper. I'm still with you.
It's not far now. We gotta make it.
Yeah. No, we gotta make it. We got to.
Yeah. You can't stop now, Stripes. You can't. If we stop, we'll never start again.
You are right, Sam.
Skipper, I can't go. I can't.
Strike.
I've won, Sam. Your friend has gone. Your female friend in my arms is also gone. You will be next.
Not yet, Kildar. Not yet. Just keep carrying Gale. Don't put her down. Keep moving. I said move.
It's no use, Earthman. The game is over.
Stay back, Kildar. Stay back.
Who are you?
I'm a not black one. I'm moving out black, Joe. Kane, Crawford, give me a hand. Star. Can you hear me? Commodore Bradford. Oh, I hear you. And it's music to my ears.
Dr. Zavor contacted us.
Never mind, Commodore. Take these eggs. Get Kildar to show you how to use them. They can stop the American plague. We've got to hurry. Then never mind us. We've got to.
You know, Commodore, there are very few times that an enlisted man's glad to see his commanding officer, but, oh, this was one of those times. You know, well, I was so happy I'd even give a few of my stripes back.
Oh,
I let you keep them on one condition.
Yeah, what's that?
That you're right. The Commodore is not a bad guy. 500 times.
Well, there's only one catch to that, Commodore.
What's that, Gail?
Stripes' old trouble is coming out again. He can't write.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, then, Kildar did agree to show Dr. Savore how to use the monster eggs, huh?
Yes. After some persuasion.
Well, then the drug you needed, Dr. Savore, for the America's plague was in the spidery creature in the egg, huh?
Yes. And I have also found many other uses for the special drug that can be obtained from this source. It will be a big boon to Solar Medical Division.
They have taken Kildar prisoner, and he will stand trial. They have talked to his people. They are willing to help the colonists here any way that they can. In fact, they are moving back into the valley just as soon as they learn how to make the necessary adjustments to Earth-type atmosphere.
It'll be a great help to our colony, Captain Star. And the people of America's
will always be grateful to you.
Well, Doctor, it proves once again that there is some good in all people. And as long as that's true, we'll have a great universe.
Captain Star of the Space Fleet is based on characters created by Tom Hubbard and written for radio by Tom Hubbard and Fred Eggers. John Larch is heard as Captain Star, Jane Harlan as Gail Archer, and Tom Hubbard as Cadet Sergeant Stripe. Captain Star comes to you transcribed from Hollywood.
Thank you.